I don't know how much you can tell us about the timeline, but you let Peterman go. Chehalis obviously ended up with the Colts, and then Backus retires. So you lose 60% of your offensive line. I mean, were you mentally prepared for that? And once that becomes reality, how do you take those next steps to start filling those gaps? How do you feel about your offensive line?
I feel good about it. That was a very real possibility going into this offseason. We knew Gosser's contract was up. Jeff has been sort of on a year-to-year, how you feeling this year basis for the past few years. You always have some attrition. You know, we expected that to a certain degree. But I feel good about the group that we have. You know, we've been training Jason Fox for a long time. He's been training. He knows our system. He's struggled with injuries. He was healthy last year. Hopefully he can put that behind him. But as far as a person stepping in as a young player, knowing what to do, Jason Fox has no problems there. You know, Corey Hilliard played for us, some spot played for us, and has played well when he's had opportunities to play. So I feel good about him. Obviously, we have Dominic coming back as an experienced veteran. You know, Bill Nagy has been a starter a short, brief time that he played in Dallas. Before his injury, he was a starter there. Rob Sims has been a rock for us at left guard. You know, we traded for him a few years ago. He's been a rock for us there. And obviously, Riley Reiff, who we thought the world of last year as a draftee, as a starter caliber player, will have an opportunity to start for us somewhere in that group. So we feel good about the group.
The kicker position has been such a staple with this franchise for two decades.
Right.
And you bring in David, who had some struggles last year, but is a very established and well-respected kicker. And then you bring in a guy who's an internet sensation that nobody knows anything about in terms of his football playing ability.
Right.
Talk about your kicker position a little bit.
That's
an interesting tack you took this year with bringing these two guys in.
Yeah, well, I mean, losing Jason Hansen, first of all, what that means to our team. I mean, he's just a great person, great leader as a kicker, which you very rarely see. Such a steady, consistent performer year after year. So we all think the world of him, you know. But in thinking about replacing him, I think it was important that we have a veteran presence there and a guy who's made big kicks in big games, an established guy. And David Akers is that guy. I mean, six Pro Bowls since 2001. The guy's a very accomplished guy. He played hurt last year. He had some struggles last year. But he's in the Pro Bowl in 2011. Prior to re-injuring his groin last year, he hit a 63-yarder in the first game of the season. He still has ability, still has talent, so he's going to help us a lot. And then Harvard is the guy who we worked out about a month ago, and we really liked his workout. Thought he did a pretty good job. Thought he was, you know, he needs some development. He needs some training, you know, coming from Norway, not having actually ever played in an NFL game. But we thought it set up pretty good to have both those guys, a veteran, established veteran like David, and a guy like Harvard who can come in and learn from David.
What does he say about his video?
You know, when I first saw it, honestly, I thought it was doctored up. I didn't believe it. But I know the guy that trained him, who's actually our kicker in Tampa when I played for the Buccaneers, a guy named Michael Houston. And so I called Michael and I said, what's the deal with this guy, Harvard? He said, Martin, Harvard is a real deal. He's a real deal. And I've known Michael for 20 years now. So we brought him in for a workout. He did a great job in his workout, and now he's here.
You were under the gun after the season, coming off of 4-12. Aggressively pursued some free agents. I don't know all the stories, but the guys you ended up with, you've gotten pretty good reviews about from the public. Give me your thoughts on the guys who you've brought in and clearly your expectation for them to contribute right away.
Well, those guys should be a big part of our team this year. You know, obviously Reggie Bush comes to mind immediately. You know, was a guy that we targeted early on in the process, a guy who fits our offense, kind of replaced that job at best role in the offense. Really productive guy in the passing game and a solid veteran guy who's been productive at every level, everywhere he's been. When he's been healthy, he's been very, very productive. He's going to bring a lot to our team in the passing game and help free up other players. Obviously, Glover Quinn, as a safety, was a very established guy in Houston who started for them. Had good production on the ball last year. Not a lot of interceptions, but a lot of ball production, PBUs and forced fumbles and stuff like that. He's going to help us. Both of those guys are really solid, solid veterans in the locker room, which is really important to us. And they bring that to the table in terms of leadership, which felt like there might be a void there. We're losing some guys like Backus, like Hansen. Those guys can help us there. Jason Jones, also a very talented guy, has played some defensive ends, rushed some inside. He's a really good pass rusher inside, very disruptive guy. Again, not great sack production, but passes broken up. He sets other guys up, very disruptive pass rusher, and also another great guy in the locker room. So our emphasis on bringing outside guys in was making sure they're the right veterans with the right demeanor and the right type of attitude and leadership ability for our organization. And then the guys that we brought back from our own team from last year, Chris Houston and Louis Delmas, helped solidify that secondary. If those guys are healthy, we should have a pretty good secondary this year.
You got any story from over the years on draft day that may have caught you by surprise, you may have found funny, something that a fan would really find some interest in that they may not know about, something you've experienced?
You know what? I just take everyone as they come. I enjoy them. It's a really exciting time for our franchise because what you're doing, you know when you go into that room, you start that draft, when you come out, you're a better football team. You know, and it's an opportunity for us to get one younger, to get faster, to get bigger, to get healthier, to improve the character of our team. We're looking for good character guys. There's a big time emphasis on that in this draft and making sure we draft the right kind of players the way we did last year. You know, so we're excited about the process and we plan on being a much better team next week.